Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. Our latest DVD and high-definition downloadable tutorial videos are Learning CCK and Learning Views, available now at store.lullabot.com.
I'm Tom Teig. I'm with Thomson Reuters. I head up the Open Calais Initiative for Thomson Reuters. What Calais itself is a web service that provides metadata generation from text. So you hand us text, we analyze that text using a natural language processing engine and bring back the people, places, organizations, as well as facts and events and geographies that are in that text. And then you're free to do with that what you choose to. The reason we're at DrupalCon is we've sponsored development for over a year now of a series of modules that integrate Calais tightly within Drupal so that people can get access to that horsepower inside a publishing tool. And Phase 2 Technologies, our partner in developing that, and that's why we're here.
And so just talk a little bit about, is this tying into the semantic web and what type of other things in the larger picture does this tie into?
Sure. This is, I try to avoid using the semantic web word to not set off religious wars, but this is right in the middle of this. This is creating semantic metadata from text. Calais itself follows all the semantic web standards of our metadata is generated as RDF. And in our most recent release, we're fully in there with a connection into the linked data cloud. So you can go from extracting an entity using Calais to immediately seeing its XML representation in DBpedia or GeoNames or MusicBrainz or any of the other many other open data assets out there. In addition, Thomson Reuters is also, I think we're the first commercial company to do this, made a big contribution to the linked data cloud by publishing fairly in-depth information on several hundred thousand U.S. corporations as linked data.
So maybe if you could give an anecdote or an example that makes this less abstract and more real for people, like what sort of type of new behaviors or information is this going to be giving people in the future?
Sure. There are, you know, obviously we're the Calais fanatic, so there's hundreds of possible use cases. The most compelling ones we're seeing right now are particularly around publishers. Publishers who want to either improve the navigation or the searchability of their website is one use case. We can automatically generate the topics and the tags that allow them to create new navigation paradigms without having to have an editorial workload on top of that to generate that. What we're also really interested in is the back office of journalism and making some of those processes more efficient so that editors can be writing and editing, not tagging articles. So simple use cases that we've seen, there's a couple of dozen newspapers now or online publications that are using Calais. The Mail and Guardian in South Africa, for example, relatively small publication, oldest newspaper in South Africa, brings in lots of syndicated content and uses Calais to automatically organize that content into topical areas and sections, and then also promotes certain navigational metaphors where you can navigate by person or by geography or by topic within the newspaper with zero editorial overhead to give people that kind of usability improvement. So that's not the most technically sophisticated uses we're seeing, but those are simple day-to-day uses that people are getting value out of it.
Okay. And is it also true that web shortening services like Bitly are, you know, when you want to make a URL that's really long, short, are actually tying into the Open Calais and getting more metadata on these shortened links?
Yeah, I mean, our position in the marketplace is we're not the end user tool, and we don't want to be the end user tool. There are people who are experts that can do that. So we're the plumbing. And Bitly is one of many companies that ties into Open Calais so that when you shorten a URL, it's semanticized. When it's semanticized, not only does Bitly get more value by being able to expose the people and events and whatnot in that text, but it contributes to the linked data cloud every time somebody shortens a URL. There's about 150 users of the Calais modules for Drupal that we know of today. Again, every one of those is contributing to the linked data cloud when they use it, and we're sure there'll be more.
When you say the linked data cloud, is this one linked data cloud, or is this the one? Is this your linked data cloud, or there's one? Or
what? No, we are but a node in the cloud. We're following all the standards for linked data that DBPDN, Music Brains, and everyone else are following. So we have a node in the cloud that tends to focus on the types of things that are of interest to us, so, or of interest to Calais. So companies, products, geographies, those types of things, we have significant entries in the linked data cloud. We have probably 500,000 companies in the cloud now. We'll have about 6 million within the next few weeks, companies in the cloud. And to the extent it's possible, we link those all to other assets like DBPD or Freebase.
Again, and finally, when people download the Calais module, talk just about the workflow, what happens. People put in content, and then what happens from there with the communication?
Sure. I'm going to give you a brief overview. The people to go deep with are Phase 2 Technology, who built the Calais modules. There are several Calais modules for Drupal, and there is now also a new distribution of Drupal called OpenPublish that integrates all the Calais modules and a series of other tools to give you a kind of out-of-the-can semantic publishing platform. But basically, what the Calais modules in Drupal allow you to do is, by node type, tell it what you want Calais to do. So, for example, if you're bringing in RSS feeds from other sites or syndicated news, you can have Calais automatically tag that content, just suggest tags for that content. Then you can go on to create things like topic hub pages that would integrate Google Maps, integrate some semantic advertising components. But it's a very general toolkit that applies to any of the Drupal node types. And again, Phase 2, those are the guys. Those are the experts.
Okay, great. Okay.
My name is Tiffany Shackelford. I'm with Phase 2 Technology here in Alexandria, Virginia. And we built the Calais modules for Drupal. And what this is basically is, for just a little bit about Calais, Calais is a web service that does semantic meta tagging. It's extremely powerful. And what we did basically was build a series of modules that first just utilize the web service to begin with, and then some really nice features on top of that, including More Like This, which automatically pulls content that is similar, that has similar tags, and uses a percentage basis to pull the correct ones. And then we also did something called Topic Hubs. If you're familiar with New York Times topic pages, this is essentially very similar to this, but the difference is that the New York Times topic pages are all culled by hand, taking editors hundreds and thousands of hours to put these together. Well, what we did is basically, using the power of Calais and the semantic tagging, we basically allow you, using Drupal, to make your own topic hub within two clicks. Literally two clicks and you've got it. You can go in and basically look and see what kind of tags you've been getting lately. So if you've been getting a lot of tags on Barack Obama, let's just use the obvious example, and then you would click Create Topic Hubs, and it creates a topic hub that has all of the articles that have been tagged with Barack Obama, a geocoding map area, and it's using panels so you can actually drag and drop. So you can create this, a publisher with little to no technical experience can create this nice topic hub, a new content type, a new piece of content. In addition, the one thing I didn't mention was the geocoding one. There's one that actually, it automatically maps according to the tags used in Calais, and it does even more. It goes out to DBpedia, which, as I'm sure you know, is the RDF version of Wikipedia, and it pulls everything from population to geographical latitude, longitude, to even like the mayor. Like if you tag Chicago on this particular map, it's actually going to pull the mayor, even if it's not mentioned in a particular story. So that's a suite of modules that we've done around Calais. We've also done one that is for the linked data cloud, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about, and it essentially allows all the Drupal nodes and all the information you put in a Drupal CMS to go in and out of the linked data cloud. Again, only a few clicks. We've got some more good stuff coming. We're going to be working more. Oh, and the More Like This also pulls not only from content within your CMS, but it also pulls from Yahoo Boss, Flickr, YouTube, and basically anything with an API it can pull from. So that's the top-level overview of the Calais modules. Next thing I think we're going to be doing is more fine-tuning, particularly along the More Like This, and doing some more things that we've talked to publishers that they really want, including user comment tagging and figuring out smart ways that we can use the power of the Calais engine, the easy-to-use Drupal interface, and bring that together, because a lot of people really want to know what their users are commenting on and saying, and figure out a smart way to bring the best comments elements to let. So.
Okay, and so if someone goes to Drupal.org and downloads the Calais module, do they just get all this for free, or do they have to pay, or what's sort of the, where's the money changing hands here?
Fair question. Well, it's obviously they are, we've released all of these modules to date back into the community, and one thing we've actually also put together is called Open Publish, and it's essentially a turnkey Drupal installation for publishers. I actually was in the journalism business for a long time, and we put together all of the things that journalists want, and we know that they want, in one nice, easy package that they can go click, we have, you know, this is what we want. So, and we've also released all of that back into the community, and it uses Calais mostly, but it also uses Apture and some other interesting tools bringing that all in. But it is free. Calais is free as well. It's just an API web service. And obviously, the obvious question here is, what's the catch? Well, for phase two, the catch is that we're interested in getting publishers as our clients who want this turnkey solution, you know, inexpensive and easy to use, but they don't have developers. And, you know, while it is turnkey, it's not that turnkey. And also for customization and consulting. For Calais, they're not altruistic, and they're the first ones to tell you that they're not. Basically, Thomson Reuters, which owns Calais, is one of the biggest content companies in the whole world, right? And they basically are thinking, you know, their crystal ball says, the more semantic goodness we add to our content, the more we get in, are able to tag our own content, the better our own product is. So basically, they're using this as a big practice module, and the smarter they're, you know, the more information that goes into their system, the smarter it gets. So that's where they are. They do have a paid plan for Calais if you have a ton and ton and ton of stuff. But right now, they're really trying to get more developers to use it and more publishers to use it and just kind of go out there. I mean, will they probably sell the intelligence down the road? Sure, they're Reuters. I mean, they got to make, you know, they're trying to make a buck.
And so for right now, just talk a little bit about the underlying technology for what's actually happening on the Drupal side. And is it just sort of plugging into Calais and all the artificial intelligence that's happening there? Tell us a little bit more about what's actually happening.
Okay, well, it's an API and it is pluggable. And so it basically, the web service sits on top of Drupal. And I'm not the architect, so I'm not the best person to talk directly to that. So, you know, it's basically sitting on top of it and through the API and the modules are talking to it. Now, one thing I do want to say is it does play nicely with the taxonomy and the nodes, but the Calais tags are slightly different. They're not automatically the same, and they don't directly go into the taxonomy unless you want it to, basically.
And so what does that mean? Are they stored as CCK fields, or do you happen to know what are they then?
I think they're still stored as CCK files, but I would have to check on that.
And so what do you see as next in going forward with Phase 2 and Calais and the semantic web? What's sort of on the horizon?
We're very lucky and very excited that we have a continued relationship with Thomson Reuters, and we're both paying for some of the development on this kind of stuff. What now we're doing, because we did just release Open Publish publicly, and we've got some people that are actually using it, I think the next thing we're going to do is actually a little bit of a wait and see what the publishers are feeding back to us and saying, this is what we want, this is what we don't want. Also, there's some, you know, bringing some of the Web 2.0 stuff, the social networking, into play with the semantic web is also of a lot of interest to us. You know, whether that looks like a semantically tagged group of some sort or it looks like something completely different, I'm not sure. I think also getting smarter about the linking of content and the syndication of content is something certainly I'm very interested in. This is all working for a lot of major news, but I'm interested in bringing in, you know, we've done another project we're working on is called Buzz Monitor, and it goes out on the site and sort of sees what people are talking about within different groups in space. I'm sort of interested in bringing that into play in the semantic space as well. So it's, you get the news and also the reaction to the news at the same time.
Well, thanks.
Sure. Thanks for talking to me.